Dear friends in Jesus Christ, no doubt one of the more exciting things about the season of Christmas is watching the enthusiasm and the joy on the face of a young child. You see some of those pictures there on the screen right after they open a present. From the initial expression of incredible surprise and delight, to the heartfelt thank you and the hugs that follow, we all love watching a young child open a gift. Only a real Scrooge or a Grinch thinks otherwise. And Christmas, of course, is often filled with gift-giving. That's why the retail stores like it so much. Unlike a birthday or a graduation or even a wedding, we don't usually just buy gifts for one person or for one couple, but we buy gifts for several people. It's one of the many ways that we can demonstrate our appreciation and our love for the significant people that are in our lives. And of course, as Christians, it's fitting that we do this on Christmas and not really on any other holiday. You see, we believe that on that first Christmas day, Jesus Christ was not just born, but he was given to us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift ever given. He's the one true gift that Christmas is all about. Think of some of the other texts. To all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Paul writes, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." On Christmas, Jesus Christ was given. And he was given to anyone who will receive him by faith. And for those who do receive him, all those other gifts that we've been talking about, hope, love, joy, and peace, all of those will naturally follow. But if the gift is rejected, one loses everything. Everything. This evening, I'd like to for you to reflect with me on some of the qualities of the gift of Jesus that make him the greatest gift this world has ever received. In other words, three very specific characteristics of the gift of Jesus that stand out. It's not an exhaustive list, but if you can't relate to these specific qualities, it probably means you haven't yet received the gift. And if that's the case, then hopefully this is the night that you'll receive him. When it comes to receiving a gift here on earth, some of the best gifts received are those that are unexpected. Unexpected. So let me give you a personal example. Hopefully this will win me some real brownie points on the home front. Way back when I was in my early 30s, when I was praying every day for God to bring a special woman into my life, which if you think about that, that was a pretty bold prayer considering I was living in the middle of Iowa at the time. God answered that prayer by introducing me to Brooke in a very unexpected manner. For those who haven't heard the story, let me just say that when it comes to meeting one's future mate on the internet, Brooke and I are some of the early pioneers. I haven't even heard of such a thing, and so when my friends suggested it, I honestly thought they were telling me to go on eBay to buy a wife, and I was offended. And I think this was even before the day in which you could put pictures with your profile, which is probably the only reason why Brooke responded. But whatever the case, the gift was completely unexpected. I didn't expect it. And to this day, I am so thankful to God. But as delightful as it was to be introduced to my future wife through a computer, that delight infinitely pales in comparison to the pure joy that's experienced when the Lord Jesus Christ comes unexpectedly into one's life. In fact, I think one of the ways that you can often tell the difference between someone who was simply born into a church family and one who has had a genuine transformative experience of Jesus Christ is the continuous joy and delight in Jesus that's often evident in their life. A true Christian is not just a person who is simply moral and nice. No, there is a deep joy, there is a delight within, even in the most difficult of times. Their eyes have been spiritually opened, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, God has done a marvelous thing. One of the ways that we know Jesus has entered a person's life is through their description of the shock and the surprise in which they encountered him. If that's never happened to you, if you've never been taken aback by an encounter with Jesus, if you've never had your expectations shattered, it's doubtful you've truly met him. When Jesus first came to earth, some people initially accepted him, but not too many. Many rejected him. Many even tried to kill him. And the reason, of course, is because the people wanted, and they were expecting, more of a political savior. They wanted a savior who would powerfully lead them against the tyranny of Rome. Jesus wasn't living up to their expectations. Instead of receiving him as a surprising gift, they chose to reject him instead. But the few who did receive him were those who were willing to be surprised. They were willing to reimagine their expectations. They were willing to listen to Jesus with eyes of faith. And when they did so, they came to realize that Jesus wasn't at all what they had expected, but he was exactly what they needed. Now that isn't just true in Jesus' day. It's also true for us today. Many folks, including many who go to church on a regular basis, are wandering around looking for meaning, for purpose, for fulfillment in their life. And they spend large portions of their lives chasing after the kinds of things they think will fulfill. Those things that they think will fulfill, but will never last. Money, reputation, power, influence, you name it. They don't realize that the problem with the world is sin, and that sin lives within us. We are born sinners. And yet if we receive the gift, if we acknowledge that on our own we can never find ultimate meaning, purpose, and fulfillment in this life, then we already have everything that we could possibly need. We have Jesus. We have the greatest gift ever given. And if you've met him, you already know this. He's already transformed your life in a way that you could never have imagined or expected. And things like repentance, saying the words, "I'm sorry," to those who hurt or offend you, they come much more naturally and easy to us. Reconciliation, which we talked about this morning, becomes incredibly important. And if it isn't, we probably haven't yet received the gift. Doesn't necessarily mean that we've rejected Jesus. But it probably does mean that we haven't really met him. And the reason is because anybody who ever truly meets Jesus, they'll never take that relationship casually. You'll either enter into a deep personal relationship and be willing to sacrifice everything for him, or else we'll foolishly run from him, hate him, maybe even try to kill him. And so if you don't significantly hate Jesus or don't tenderly love him, it probably means you haven't yet met him and haven't yet taken his claim seriously. You haven't yet been unexpectedly surprised. So that's the first quality of the greatest gift. It's unexpected. But now secondly, it's also incredibly precious. The gift of Jesus Christ is incredibly precious. Some of the best gifts that we receive are those that we can't afford to buy ourselves. Forgive me, I think I tell this story every Christmas season, so you're going to have to bear with me on again. Hopefully some of you haven't heard it. When I was 3 years old, there was this huge gift under the tree wrapped in newspaper. And to a three-year-old, the thing looked monstrous. It had my name on it. And in the weeks leading up to Christmas, my parents kept telling me it was just a big jar of applesauce. But I knew something was up. And you can just about imagine the anticipation, the eagerness in my life as I counted down the days, the hours, even the minutes until Christmas. And then finally, when I opened the present, and when I saw that this big flyer Harley Davidson Big Wheels was just for me, you would have thought no other child could ever be this happy. It was a Big Wheels on steroids, and I was more than ecstatic. And one of the reasons, of course, is because it was a gift that I could never purchase on my own. Jesus Christ, of course, is far more precious and valuable than any Big Wheels. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. He's God's presence here on earth. And one of the most remarkable things about this is that even though God was present here on earth, it didn't kill us. The radiance of His glory, the purity of His holiness, normally that would kill sinful human beings. His majesty would overwhelm us. You see, the presence of God is often very disturbing, harrowing, even traumatic. And the closer we get to Him, the smaller we feel compared to His grandeur. The more dirty we recognize ourselves to be compared to His purity, His spotlessness. And we begin to realize more and more, we are nothing. He is everything. Just think about some of the different ways that God appeared to His people in the Old Testament. A burning bush, a pillar of fire, a tornado, Shekinah glory. It's almost always with a powerfully intimidating force. But now here on that first Christmas day, God comes to us in the form of a tiny little baby, vulnerable and helpless, the holy God in a little manger, a God who is available to everyone, a God who willingly comes down from glory itself so that we might have access to that same glory. He becomes one with us so that we can become one with Him. Emmanuel, God with us, the most precious gift ever received. Friends, do you realize what we've received? Jesus Christ is an incredibly precious gift. Which leads to the third and the final quality that I want to touch on. This completely unexpected, this incredibly precious gift can never be earned. It can only be received. You see, the precious gift of Jesus is not a gift that we deserve. Our human efforts to try and earn His approval or obtain His love, they'll always fall short. They're never good enough. Our human efforts will never do it. The heart of the gospel is that the only way to God is through His Son. It's through Jesus. Life now, life for all eternity, is only received. It's never earned. It's always, always a gift. Again, there are many people in the world today, even many within the church, who think that if they do their best, God will hopefully receive them into glory. Our best is never good enough. Not only has nobody ever done their best, but even if we have, it's not nearly enough. Salvation is a gift of God to us. It's not something we obtain. Our righteousness always falls short. Salvation must be received. Received through Jesus. He alone is our righteousness. Many folks struggle with the exclusivity of the Christian faith, this truth that Jesus proclaims that He's the only way. Some have a really hard time with that. And behind that difficulty is often a strong pride that thinks that heaven can be obtained through one's own morality or strong efforts. And yet our striving is never enough. And what about all those people who aren't very moral or very disciplined or very kind? What hope do they have? What about those of us whose life is currently one big mess? What hope do we have? The good news is that because Jesus is a gift, He's available to everyone. Messy people, especially messy people included. He lives the perfect life for us. He pays our debt completely. And the challenge, of course, we talked about it this morning, is that one can't receive the gift unless they first acknowledge their need. It's only when we first admit our desperate need for Jesus that our hearts are open to receiving Him. That's why some people have a real hard time accepting the fact that even if they try their hardest to live a good life, be kind to those around them, but don't think they really need Christ as their Savior, they stand condemned. And meanwhile, if the likes of a Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer receive Jesus by faith before they die, they're in glory. And for many, that just doesn't seem fair. But that's the gospel. Salvation is a gift, only a gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so where does this unexpected, incredibly precious gift that can only be received, where does it lead us to? Well, when it is received, the Bible is clear that not only does it lead to peace with God, but to both an individual and a cosmic reconciliation. We are now holy and beautiful in God's sight. We are precious to Him. And one day, when Jesus Christ returns, all things will be made new. One day, He will completely reconcile all things to Himself. And we're going to talk more about that on Christmas Day.